problem that you'll understand. We all need somebody to lean on. Lean on me when you're not strong.
This segment is brought to you by Humanware, the global leader in assistive technology for people who are blind or have low vision.
Listen up, Body Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know?
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact Spectrum Access at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Support for Blind and Beyond Radio comes from Lighthouse Works, empowering the lives of people living with vision loss and blindness. Looking for your next job? Join a talented team that values inclusion, collaboration, and excellence when you apply on our website today. Learn more about our current openings at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss. Whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life, whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way, going to the grocery store, or just navigating your community in a safe way, Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483. Or visit us
online at
lighthousecfl.org.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Get your ears open and get her done.
This segment is brought to you by Humanware, the global leader in assistive technology for people who are blind or have low vision.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're,
we're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Live
from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome aboard. Welcome. Hope you're all relaxing. If you can relax, we got a hurricane coming here in Florida, so we can't relax too much. We're in Orlando, Florida. So those folks who are in Tampa or Clearwater, good luck. Good luck. We'll be talking more about the hurricane later in the show. The phone number to call in, if you can, 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. If you listen to the show for the first time, you want to know, oh, what is the show all about? You're driving in the car, want to know what this is all about? We say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. We hope to entertain you. Like to educate you, like to inform you. That's what the show is all about. Maybe you can get your job. Right now, before we begin the show, let me introduce you to some of our players. To my left, my beautiful wife, co-host Lynn Gold. Are you there, Lynn?
I am. By hook or crook, we're here. I'm here. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the September, the last Sunday in September, September 25th edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
And Gary Sinclair, if you can hear me. Co-host, are you there, Gary Sinclair?
I am here. Do you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
I don't know how I'm doing this, but we're doing it the wrong way tonight. But it's working. Hello, everybody.
We can hear you. And in the studios in Orlando, Florida, all the way. That's right, all the way. He's still there. Chris Shaw, are you there?
Man, our producer engineer. Listen here. I'm here. I'm right here. How you doing?
We're glad you're there.
Yep.
It's good. Give some shout outs here.
Yeah. Well, I just have a couple, and it's funny. They both begin with the letter J. I'd like to say, give a shout out to Janice.
Oh, she's a real nice person.
Yes, she
Janice.
Is. She's a doll. She said it's like tennis with a J, so I hope I'm pronouncing it right.
She's a doll.
Hi, Janice in Arizona. Glad you're listening. And then also, he told me he gave her a shout out last week, but I don't remember. But Dave said his friend Jenna is listening. So hello to Jenna in Georgia. And Michael, do you have any? And Gary might have some shout outs.
Well, Gary, I'll take Gary next. Okay. Gary, you have any shout outs, Gary?
Yeah, I do. I got to give a shout out to my grandsons, Braden and Jackson, and everybody from up in Texas, and I hope they're having a good time.
And Chris Shaw, you got any shots?
Yeah, I'm sending a shout out to you and everybody that's tuned in and all of our loved ones that's doing a fantastic job. We love you. Holler back at a player when you see him in the streets.
Okay. Now, I got to tell everybody, we got a new sponsor coming on in a few weeks. Great sponsor. The name is Wayman. Listen to this one, Wayman. You folks that are blind, you know, be excited about this new watch. We call
it's a watch.
It's like
it's
a band. Well, it's a wristband.
Yeah, it's not a watch.
It's like a watch, though.
It looks like a watch.
What it does, it vibrates. And if you're going to hit a wall, you're walking with your cane, you might hit a wall, you might hit this or that. It tells you, it vibrates and tells you. It's an amazing thing. We're going to be talking more about Wayman. Remember the name, Wayman.
It's by Werewolves.
Werewolves. It's almost like werewolf. Yeah. I was going to say the same thing,
yeah.
Werewolf.
But it's really cool. Where,
what's the name again?
Now you're getting me confused. It's Wayman.
Wayman.
Werewolves.
Okay. So Wayman.
Like you wear it and it works?
Yeah. And it's not that expensive.
No.
And the bottom line, it's just coming out. They're just starting to ship this I'm saying it's a watch, but it's a band. It's a band. It's not a watch. It's not a watch. It's a band.
It doesn't use sound. It doesn't use, you don't have to look at it.
But you put it on your wrist.
It's haptic vibration.
Yeah, you put it on your wrist.
Yeah.
And wristband. A wristband.
Gary's right. It's a wristband.
It's a wristband.
Right. Is it twist or flex?
It's perfect for you, Gary.
Yeah.
You don't have to hit walls.
Lately,
as you
the way
walk
I've been walking. Yeah. For me, too.
Yeah, Lynn's got a big mark on her arm.
I don't have a broken arm.
No, I didn't say broken.
Oh, what did you say? I don't know what you said.
I didn't say broken arm.
Oh.
I said breaking your arm. Oh. Yeah, anyway, you all broke your skin.
One thing before we go to break, I just want to, Gary, you'll appreciate this, that when we, later after our guests from Lighthouse Central Florida, we'll be talking about hurricane preparedness. Okay.
Okey-dokey.
Yeah, and two things that are really important that you can do tonight if you're in the Florida area.
Absolutely.
And we'll be talking more about Wayband in the weeks to come.
Right.
Anyway, for those folks, we'll be talking more about the hurricane later on. Gary's going to give you some tips about hurricanes.
We haven't gotten through this in 5 years.
Yeah.
You all set, Chris?
As much as we can.
That's all we can do.
Yeah,
that's
as much as we can. Okay. For those that are coming from up north and coming down here, I had to experience my hurricane different than everybody else. Just to give you an example of what a hurricane to me is, it's like a snowstorm without cold weather.
That's funny. That's true. It's like, it really is. No. Well, you lose your power in a snowstorm.
Yeah, you can lose your power in a snowstorm.
Oh, yeah.
They
have the snow. Yeah. It's actually a blizzard.
Right.
A blizzard. Well, a snow blizzard. Yeah.
Well, we're already figuring. We're during Irma, we lost power for a week. So we're figuring, unfortunately, we'll probably lose it for a week, too. We have neighbors that already drove out of town because they remembered Irma. So
I'd like to know is anybody calling? I'd like to know who thinks about all these names, all these hurricanes. How about Irma and whatever the name is now? Who thought of these names? I would like to know how they come up with these names.
I don't know. I wonder that myself.
I can tell you that.
Somebody does.
Chris knows.
Yeah, I can tell you that. You get people like Pookie and Nene and them in the room, and they just sit down and they just say, "Hey, we're gonna call this Ian, Irma, and Francine."
Yeah. Well, you know the planes.
No.
The planes that go through the up. I was gonna say upstairs. To fly through it to see what's going on.
Yeah,
I forgot the names. They had a cute name. Oh, it was Miss Piggy.
Yeah, Miss Piggy.
And something else. There's three planes that are flying around up there checking out the hurricane, and they're very brave.
But what it is, what they do is they have a list of names because it goes through the numbers first, and as the numbers form, it goes through those letters of the numbers that kind of form together.
Yeah, but I think I'm over at Irma. Not Isadora.
Hey, Lynn?
Yes, Gary.
You know what's funny is my brother Gary's going to be helping Big Mike take one more load to Georgia tomorrow. He's going to turn around and come back Tuesday. And I told him, I said, you know, when you come back, you're going to be the only person down the road going south.
Yeah, right. That's true. It's going to be raining. Yeah. Well, we have to go to break now, don't we, Chris?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, okay. We're going to go to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Nearly 45 years, ILA has been providing essential aids to the visually impaired and hard of hearing. A trusted source of products for local and national communities, ILA offers a wide variety of technology and daily living aids to enable those with vision loss to participate in an active, independent lifestyle. Our excellent customer service team is always happy to help you find the right product for the task at hand. Call us at 1-800-537-2118 or visit us on the web at www.independentliving.com. ILA, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion.
Navigation apps are important to getting around, exploring new places, and being independent. But they don't work for everyone and don't work inside for anyone. Waymap is a brand new indoor and outdoor navigation app you can trust to get you where you need to go. The app has been made to guide blind people, but it works for everybody else too. With Waymap, you know where you are, even if you lose cell reception or have no Wi-Fi. It's a big advance on other navigation apps. If you want Waymap in your town, let us know at our website, waymapnav.com. That is waymapnav.com.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone, because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone, because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
The Revoca app is now available for free on the iOS App Store. Founded by a student with low vision, frustrated by current assistive technologies, Revoca provides a customizable and streamlined vision enhancement experience right from your smartphone. Adjust contrast and color in real time with unmatched clarity, and never carry around a heavy magnifier again. Use it for reading menus at restaurants, watching your grandchild's sports game, and everything in between. Break free of $1,000 price tags and maximize your abilities with the free Revoca app. See why hundreds of users already love it. Just search Revoca, that's R-E-B-O-K-E-H, on the App Store. Or go to our website to download, revoca.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios. Welcome back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, wish you can do, 407-894-1680. I'm going to say that nice and slow. 407-894-1680. Lynn, you're up.
Okay. Well, it's my pleasure to welcome for the very first time on the air, Benjamin Bosley. And Benjamin, is the lead certified orientation and mobility specialist at Lighthouse Central Florida here in Orlando. Welcome, Benjamin.
Welcome, Benjamin.
Hey, Benjamin.
Good evening. Say hello to Gary. He's on the other side of town.
Hey, Gary. Thanks for having me.
We're glad to have you, of course. So tell us a little bit about yourself, Benjamin, and how you got involved with Lighthouse. And for those of you who don't know, Lighthouse Central Florida has been a sponsor of our show for 7 years. So we're very grateful for that. And we're very happy that Benjamin is joining us tonight. So Benjamin, tell us a little bit about yourself.
So as you said, I am the lead certified orientation mobility specialist. So I work with mainly adults. My clients are generally at least 18, and then they go up all the way to like the mid 90s. I think that's the oldest one I've had recently. So I work with all ages. Clients I work with are Some are visually impaired, some are totally blind. About myself, I have a brother that is 2 years older who is visually impaired. He has retinopathy of prematurity, so visual impairment is something is I have been around all my life. I think I've been doing Human Guide since I was like 8 years old, so it's just very natural for me.
So you've been helping your brother most of your life, is that what you're saying?
Correct. Yeah. Yes. I mean, I learned how to teach things like around the clock very quickly.
So tell us about your role at Lighthouse. What is, first of all, there are many sighted people listening, Benjamin, and tell the audience, what is an O&M orientation mobility specialist? What do you do?
So my role is to help people who are blind and visually impaired learn how to travel and really get where they want to go safely and efficiently. And so that may look like they already had previous O&M and then they just need to kind of orient around where they need to go to. But it may also look like someone that recently went blind. So then I will work on an assessment with them, kind of figure out what are their goals. I will then teach them how to use pre-cane skills. Then ultimately I'll teach them how to use a cane. And depending on their goals, I may even teach them how to prepare to obtain a guide dog. So with that, of course, I would teach them how to travel inside in familiar and unfamiliar environments, as well as how to teach them how to travel in outdoor, familiar and unfamiliar environments, and of course, in street crossings.
Yeah, I don't know if you know, this is Michael. I went to Lighthouse Central Florida when I first went blind, and they helped me with my mobility. They taught me how to use the cane. They taught me how to use a microwave, plus many other things. Without Lighthouse, I wouldn't be so independent.
Maybe Gary.
Gary, do you have anything to ask or say? Gary?
Say hello to Benjamin, Gary.
I'm having a little trouble hearing, but I have a question for Benjamin to answer something for me, or for everybody. Why, if a person has low vision, he can see somewhat, as I could when I first started going to Lighthouse. Why do I need a cane? What's the reason that I need a cane? There's many reasons. Could you explain to the listeners?
Yeah. So if you're low vision, and so this is kind of like a multifaceted question. It depends. So if you're in low vision and you have a stable eye condition, well, then even a cane will help you identify you as someone that's blind or vision impaired. So, and you may have an eye condition that where nothing physically looks wrong with your eyes. And you might run into someone and you know they can't tell you're vision impaired and they're just going to get really mad. Like, why aren't you paying attention? Where are you going? So even just having a cane can simply help identify you as someone that's vision impaired. And people kind of, they'll take their approach as a sighted person to kind of watch out for you. Now, on the other side of that, if you are low vision and you may have a condition where it is progressive, then you may kind of get a jump on things and learn proper cane techniques. So that way, as your vision does continue to get worse, you already have a game and learning what you need to learn.
Yeah, I totally agree with you about using the cane. For those folks that have low vision, they should definitely use a cane for no other reason. For no other reason, tell people that you're a VI, meaning visually impaired. You don't have to be totally blind, because when you bump into people, which you may do, you having your cane is a protection for you and for them. They'll see the cane coming, and they'll walk out, they'll move out of the way. But they'll also know that you're not some pervert bumping into them, because they'll see your cane. They'll say, because I had to say to me, excuse me. They'll say to me, excuse me, and they'll move out of the way. It's a great reason.
And the other thing, Michael, is our pet peeve is the ones that take a cane and they fold it up, put it under the armpit, or put it in their purse when they're standing around, instead of having that cane out and identifying that they have low vision.
Listen, we got a caller on the phone line who wants to give a shout out and just say hi.
And who may that be? Where are they calling from?
All the way from Altamont Springs, Florida, the one and only Dan.
Dan the man.
Dan from
Altamont. Hi, Dan. Do you have a question for Benjamin?
Yeah, well, it's not so much a question, but a shout-out I want to give to the Lighthouse. But hello, Benjamin, and welcome aboard to the Lighthouse. I'm delighted that you've joined that organization because, like I say, I want to give them a shout-out because they do offer such critical services to the community. And a special thanks to them because they provided a couple of their excellent staff members to us this weekend at the foundation. We had a speaker, what we call a speaker series presentation here in Altamont Springs, Florida, this Saturday. And Ramon Dukes and Sharon McDonald, some folks that are really great from the Lighthouse, came up and told us all about their services and what they do. And that's so important to communicate that out to the blind community. So thanks to the Lighthouse and for everything that they do, and thanks to you, Benjamin, for being a part of that.
Absolutely.
I want to thank you so much, Dan. Thank you so much for calling in. Appreciate it, Dan.
Okay.
Lighthouse Central Florida is a big part of the community in Orlando and surrounding area, all of Central Florida. What else? So what else do you have to tell us, Benjamin?
What do you want to know?
That's what you want to know. I would like to know, where is the furthest distance that you had a client come from in the Central Florida area?
Probably Poinciana.
Where?
Poinciana.
I don't know where that is. So that must be really out.
So Poinciana it's south of Kissimmee. So even it's way past Disney.
Poinciana.
Oh, Poinciana. So you have to go on the turnpike to get there?
You would take I-4. Down to 192, and then that'll get you kind of in the right direction. But it's south of Kissimmee. So Lighthouse serves a tri-county area. So we serve Orange County, Seminole County, and Osceola County.
That's a big area that you cover.
It is.
Yeah. We hear something in the background. I don't know if it's a radio or
somebody's in the background talking.
So let's see. And so what is the most, you say you work with children all the way up to people in their 90s, you said.
Yeah. So, I mean, my certification technically goes birth to death. But my main clients are adults. Occasionally I will have a transition student who may be in high school and need extra service where they're not getting enough through the school system. But most of my clients are usually at least 18. Most of them are at least 18 and they're trying to either go to school or go to work.
I really give my hat off to the people in their 90s that are coming in. What types of things are they learning, or is it because they have macular degeneration and they need help?
They still have to learn. Yeah. I use a cane.
But in their 90s, really, that's great that they don't give up. What is that, Benjamin?
So it depends on their goal. I mean, some of them may be hearing from Lighthouse for the first time and they just kind of need just quick orientation of how to get around a place that they've recently moved to. It might even be that they've moved to an assisted living facility, or then they just kind of had to learn how to get around.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. And you said you also work with people that just recently acquired a guide dog?
Yes. And on the same side, I also help prepare them to get a guide dog, because anyone that's applying to a guide dog, that organization is going to ask them, have you recently received orientation mobility instruction? Because you have to have very advanced skills actually to obtain a guide dog.
Can you give us an example of some skills that you would need to apply for a guide
dog?
How
to get around? That's for trying to be independent.
Just a prerequisite on by itself is that you have to be traveling independently already.
Oh, wow.
And so in that sense, then you need to know how to align by yourself for street crossings. You also need to have a good time distance estimation, because a lot of things that the sighted population doesn't know is that the guide dog does not know where it's going. It's actually relying on the handler to give them commands, knowing where to go.
You're right. The sighted people don't know that. That's interesting.
So it actually takes an advanced set of skills to obtain a guide dog and be a successful team.
And how long do the people take those classes to acquire those skills?
Well, that depends on how long it takes the person learning to understand the concepts and skills they're working on. Then they then need to practice that on their own. Because again, once they're through with me, then they still need to be traveling on their own and be good at that before they're applying. Because when they're learning with me, they're still not independent yet.
Gary, did you have to perfect your orientation mobility skills when you went to life?
Yes. Oh, yeah. That's one of the main things you have to go through. Besides daily living skills is the orientation, or the mobility. And a lot of people don't know if you want a dog, CNI or Southeastern or whatever you want to go to, that's one of their most important things that they want you to have with cane skills before you go and get a dog. Is that correct, Chris?
Benjamin.
Benjamin.
That is correct. So, and you might not have the best cane skills, but you have to have the best travel skills. There may be some people that are really good cane travelers, and they're like, I'm fine with my cane. I don't want a guide dog. And then you have some that they're okay with their cane, but they're actually a really good, eventually they turn out to be a good guide dog team. You have to be very consistent as a person too.
Gary, did you get around on your own? I guess you did before you went to Morristown.
Oh, yeah.
I had my mobility skills before I went to Morristown. Is that where you went? I know you had a train at any dog guide school. Where did you go?
So I've been up to Morristown, and I met with Lucas Frank, and of course the staff up there. And the CNI is one of the schools that you have to be on your A game. They're very particular in making sure that any prospective clients for the CNI have top-notch skills.
So Benjamin, before we say goodnight, what is your message to the people out there listening all over Central Florida, actually all over the country, but people who might be thinking moving down here to Central Florida and maybe they're losing their vision? What is your message to them?
Definitely try to receive services as quickly as you can. You'll want to first open a case with the Division of Blind Services, and then they'll kind of point you over to the direction of Lighthouse. And then you'll kind of just walk through the process with an assessment first before you get started, and then you'll start with O&M and any other services that you might need.
You know, one thing I want to tell the audience, if you're listening and you're right now sighted, God forbid you ever start losing your sight. And there always, not always, but there's a lot of places you can go. In Orlando, thank God for Lighthouse, Central Florida. But all over the country, there's places you can go. So if you have someone that you know of someone that is losing their vision and you're in the Orlando area, call Lighthouse, Central Florida. They don't charge anything, by the way. It's free. Not cost you anything. It costs the taxpayers. But you can go. I know I went. So it's not a big deal for you to go. Call Lighthouse Central Florida. Let's get the number.
Gary knows it by heart.
Gary, you know the phone number?
Ah, boy, that slipped my mind.
You forgot it.
It's 407-898-2483, isn't it?
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah, 4283.
407-898-2483. 2483. But it's very easy to find online, Lighthouse Central Florida in Orlando. Well, thank you, Benjamin. We're going to be going into break shortly, and we'd like to thank you for coming on and giving us information.
Thanks for having me.
All righty. You take care and be safe.
Be safe. Take care.
All right. Take care.
So we're going to go to break. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Every day, our customers face challenges in a world designed for the sighted. Whether you suffer from an age-related eye condition such as macular degeneration, diabetic retinopathy, cataracts, or glaucoma, or are a student or worker living with a visual impairment, our solutions are designed to help you participate more actively in the world around you. From electronic magnifiers to talking GPS to braille devices, Human Wear Solutions have helped more than 1 million people worldwide to live more independently. Available in more than 25 languages, Human Wear devices can be used at home, on the go, or in the workplace. Regardless of the degree of visual loss or impairment, it is possible to enjoy life to the fullest. HumanWare, HumanWare. For more information, visit humanware.com.
Navigation apps are important to getting around, exploring new places, and being independent. But they don't work for everyone and don't work inside for anyone. Waymap is a brand new indoor and outdoor navigation app you can trust to get you where you need to go. The app has been made to guide blind people, but it works for everybody else too. With Waymap, you know where you are, even if you lose cell reception or have no Wi-Fi. It's a big advance on other navigation apps. If you want Waymap in your town, let us know at our website, waymapnav.com. That is waymapnav.com.
Sometimes you just need a company you can depend on for accurate, timely Braille transcriptions. One that you can turn to in a pinch or for long term. Braille Music and More can be your one-stop shop for your Braille transcription needs for individuals, schools, or corporations. Owner transcriber Patrick Jansen is one of the world's leading experts in music Braille and has transcribed a wide range of interesting projects. In addition to music projects, Braille Music and More utilizes 26 quality transcribers across America to handle all subject matters in Braille, such as literary, math, science, foreign languages, and tactile graphics. Go to BrailleMusicAndMore.com for more information and to contact Patrick.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Oh, we're back. Oh, yes, we're back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show, and this is your host, Michael. Welcome back. And in a minute, we're going to go to trivia. In a minute, we're going to go to trivia. That's right, trivia time. Phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Gary, you're up with your first trivia.
Boy, do I have a good one tonight. Now, I know we have a hurricane coming on in. I picked this song out especially for all us Floridians right here. And anybody, well, mostly Floridians, I guess, are going to get the storm. But I want you to listen to the song, and it's going to mean a lot to you, and it's going to make you feel better. And go ahead, Chris. Let's play that song.
Wait, hold on. We're going to do this again. We're going to do this again. Hold on. Here we go.
Okay.
Oh, yes, it's trivia time. Trivia time. Show us what you know because it's trivia time.
This segment of Trivia Time is brought to you by Braille Music and More. And what does Braille Music and More do, you might ask? As you might have guessed, they are experts in transcribing music into Braille. Sometimes you have a project where you simply need your Braille transcription done quickly and accurately. Braille Music and More is your one-stop shop for Braille transcriptions. But what if you need Braille transcription done for other subject matters, such as science or mathematics? Braille Music and More can help you there, too. Utilizing a team of 26 quality transcribers across America, they are able to handle a wide range of subject matters, from foreign languages to tactile graphics.
Trivia time, trivia time. Show us what you know because it's trivia time.
It's trivia time, Gary. So who's singing the song? 407-894-1680.
There's nothing more you can do now. So.
Listen to the song. Nothing more you can do now.
(407) 894-680 That's the phone number to call in. New callers first. New callers first.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry. Be happy.
Remember those words.
In every life we have some trouble. When you worry, you make it double. Don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry. Be happy now. Don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry. Be happy.
Who's singing this song? 407-894-1680. I want to give away a prize tonight.
By the way, folks, Braille Music and More, that's the name, Braille Music and More. That's who's bringing you this segment. If you have a school that does Braille and you're looking for music, if you have people who sing, or it's not just, by the way, it's not just for singing, it's for, they have math books, they have all kinds of things that do Braille. They
transcribe,
that's a good word, transcribe. That's what I was looking for. Transcribe.
I know you were.
Yep, they transcribe
actually into
Braille. Yep. Yeah, all kinds of books, math books, science books, and also Braille. So we're still waiting for a caller to call in.
Yeah. Okay.
Gary, are you all ready for the hurricane?
Best as I can. Don't worry, be happy. It's all I can do.
One of the things I wanted to bring up this hour is that a good hint to do, start tonight and definitely do by tomorrow morning, is if you have any Ziploc bags in the house, preferably the quart size, or if you don't, any plastic containers, fill them up with water now. And pack into your freezer, because the more ice you have in your freezer, and if the power goes, it'll keep the whole refrigerator cool. But
I got 160 pounds of ice saved up.
Yeah, but I'm talking about just pack in small bags every which way to into the freezer.
All righty.
Okay.
We got a winner.
I think we got a winner. I think
a new caller?
No, not a new caller. But it's a good friend. She's one half of the dynamic duo.
Oh, I know who that is.
Who is it? Who is it?
I can't remember her name, but I know Canada.
No, no, nope, not that one. Not that one.
Not,
one. It's the other half. It's the Batwoman.
Coming in from where? West Palm Beach, Florida?
Jupiter, Florida.
Florida.
Right next door to West Palm Beach. The one and only Christine from Jupiter, Florida. How you doing, Christine?
Hi, Christine.
Hey, guys.
Hi,
Christine. How you doing?
Hi, Christine. How's your vacation?
It was good. I had a good time. There, I've walked away from the radio.
Okay. You went to a camp, didn't you?
Okay. I'm sorry?
You went to a camp, right? A camp?
Yes. Yes, I did.
For blind adults?
It's an independent living camp. Mm-hmm. And I taught the iOS class there, and I took part in cooking classes. We did the mason jar with the pudding again. And we made our own pizza, so we had a good time.
That's good.
Good. So who's singing the song, Christine?
Bobby McFerrin. Don't worry, be happy.
You got it. You are a winner.
And she just won herself a $10 gift card from Subway. $10 gift card from Subway is coming your way.
Congratulations, thank you,
Christine.
Enjoy.
So you ready for the hurricane?
Oh,
Christine?
Thank you very much.
Christine, are you
ready? I'm sorry?
Are you all prepared for Hurricane Ian?
As far as I could tell, if the hurricane's coming here, my brother-in-law might help me close up my shutters, and I might bug out to my parents' house.
Yeah.
So,
well, especially South Florida
going
might not
on
be
down
getting...
here.
What's that?
Okay, Tristan.
Yeah, we're... Oh, my cell phone is really bad today. I don't know why. I'm sorry?
I have a suggestion for you, Christine.
Okay.
I have a suggestion. This is what I was going to put out to everybody else, but seeing you're on the line right now, make sure you go to the bank tomorrow and get some cash. Credit cards are no good.
Good idea.
If the power's out. Make sure you get cash, everybody.
That is true. That is true.
Yeah, because if the power goes, the ATM machines go. So everything
exactly.
We take for granted.
The power could be gone for a few days.
That's a good thing to know. They talk about that on the news all the time. Get cash. Get your prescription medication.
That's right. Michael did
pet
that already.
Pet food. Don't forget your fur babies. Get pet food.
That's right. We did that. We have enough.
I'm putting food. I'm not too worried because I'm putting a big sign out in front of my house. No hurricanes allowed in this neighborhood.
I wish it worked that well.
Yeah, right. So, another one, Christine. Once the power goes out, their pumping stations don't work for water, so nobody has water. So the other thing is what I'm saying is fill your bathtubs full of water.
Yeah, I was going to say that too, Gary. Fill the bathtub with water, and you can use it to flush the toilet. You can also use it for a cold.
Yes.
You can also use it for a cold shower.
Yep, but make sure you got a bucket so you can fill the hopper full, your commode full of water. Make sure you got a bucket.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know those things, and I fill up the bathtub just in case there's no water, and also every thermos, every bottle, every drinking vessel. I have a Brita pitcher, and when there's a hurricane coming, I fill every thermos, every drinking vessel with Brita pitcher and water. And
I
put that in the fridge. And something else that you guys might want to do, we did this during Irma. The nanosecond the electricity went out, I told my mom, put the milk in the freezer.
Yep,
and she did. She put the milk in the freezer. And I'm not fooling you guys. That milk stayed cool for 3 days.
Wow.
Yep. Well, make sure when you open the freezer doors, you open and close them quick.
Chris,
don't stand and try to look
around. As long as you don't leave them sitting open, that's. I mean, it wasn't icy at the end of it, but it was still cool. Right.
Christine, do you have a battery pack for your phone?
I have a battery driven charging station, which I hook it up to the computer to give it a full charge. So when the electricity is out, I can hook up my iPhone to the battery driven charging station.
That's good.
I've got three of them.
Battery pack.
Yeah, we got three chargers all ready to go. So, you gotta pay attention and make sure you get.
Yeah, you do.
Hey, folks.
And a weather radio is a sound investment.
Weather.
Right. We have one that you can crank
a
it.
NOAA weather radio.
Yep.
Exactly. We have a NOAA weather radio.
Hey, folks. To our listeners out there, if you have any suggestions that you want to make, call in. Let us know. Maybe you have a good suggestion. 407-894-1680. If you have a good suggestion about the hurricanes, 407-894-1680. You got a good suggestion? Call in. Let us know what your suggestion may be. Maybe you got something we don't know. Maybe we need to hear from you. 407-894-1680. Well, everybody has a suggestion.
No,
it's
I
good.
It sounds like Christine knows what to do. Well, thanks for calling
the water.
In, Christine.
Yeah, thank you very much for calling in.
I think she hung up.
Oh, you're welcome. My pleasure. Stay safe, everybody.
You too.
Okay.
You and your family.
Be good.
Yeah.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Sure.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. And like we always say, blind and beyond. It's beyond blindness. So you sighted folks listening, you get tips for us blind folks because a lot of folks, whether you're sighted, whether you're blind, but a lot of blind people know what's happening when it comes to hurricanes. So someone else has a dog. I just heard a dog barking.
No, I think that was Gary's. Was that your peacocks, Gary? What was that noise? We heard a funny noise.
Yeah.
I thought maybe it was your peacock screeching.
Oh, it's a truck actually going past me in the back.
Oh.
You know, it's a one-way dead-end road, but I don't know what you're doing back there. But I got something I've mentioned to people on the air now. If they haven't been listening to us for quite a while, I mean,
how long they had ever listened to us a while back, 2 years ago. I think I was on the air, we were all on the air, I think a night before a hurricane came. And guess what? The next week, we did not have no airing of the show because it blew two of our three towers down.
Yeah.
Remember that?
That's true.
Yep.
That is true, right, Chris?
That's the only ones. We have over 300. We archived more than 300 shows. And the only shows we're missing since we started this radio show more than 7 years ago was those couple shows during hurricanes when it blew this tower out.
That was a strong one.
Blew the power out from the station.
That was Hurricane Irma. That was back in 2017.
Wow. That was a very strong storm, man.
Yeah, it was. We lost power for over a week, and we anticipate we'll probably lose power again.
407-894-1680. If you want to call in, maybe you got a suggestion. Waiting for you. You got a suggestion. Like to hear from it.
Chris, do you have any suggestions? Chris left.
He went to his basement to hide.
Oh, my goodness.
That's one thing for you don't have basements.
So, Gary, you know, you're supposed to eat up all your perishable foods this tonight and tomorrow.
Yeah, well, I put them in the cooler and keep them cool for a while, too. So, you know, make sure you got crackers and things like that, and peanut butter and crackers. Grits, and get a jar of peanut butter. Make grits and peanut butter crackers, good energy snack. Just make sure you got a lot of snacks and stuff. But
you forgot an important thing, Gary. A hand can opener.
Yeah.
A manual can opener.
Yeah. I don't even use electric ones.
Not all the cans have pop tops.
No.
You're out of luck.
Maybe you can have some canned tuna fish.
Yeah, but you'll be using a screwdriver and a hammer if you don't have a manual can opener.
Yeah, hammer screwdrivers.
Yeah, to get the tuna fish open. That's a job.
Yeah.
The biggest thing I'm going to miss for those people who have air conditioning, I need air conditioning to sleep. And especially if it's hot at night and we don't have power, the air conditioning goes. That's what I miss the most, the air conditioning.
Okay, all right. I'm sorry. I got two callers on the phone line. We got to take them really, really, really quick. We got Kevin from Greensboro, North Carolina, and we got Peter. Our good friend Peter from, just lost my mind, but Kevin from Greensboro, North Carolina.
Kevin from Greensboro, North Carolina. Let's hear Kevin first.
Peter from Pensacola, probably.
Peter.
Let's hear from Kevin from Greensboro first. Kevin, you're on.
Evening there, Lynn, Michael, Gary. And,
hey, Kevin.
Happy New Year there, Michael. And, I don't think the hurricane's going to affect us here. But if it does, good water filter. I don't trust city water, so I use a gravity water filter. And if I have to, I can go to any swimming pool, stream, lake, pond, or whatever, and grab water and pour through it, and comes out well purified.
Oh, you got one of those new things. I've been reading about them. Those are pretty neat. What is it, like a pellet? And you put it in the I've been reading about those, and you can purify water wherever you are.
The filter, which they call a candle, it's you can get them different sizes, 5-inch, 7-inch, 9-inch. They stand up nice and tall, and they're good for like 1,000 gallons. A couple thousand gallons.
Very good.
They just won't filter out viruses. They'll filter out bacteria and cysts and everything larger.
Uh-huh.
So if you have to get it from...
Well, thank you, Kevin, for calling in. Appreciate it so much.
Thanks for the suggestion.
Thank you for the suggestion.
Be safe.
Thanks, Kevin. Thanks, Kevin.
Yep. And don't forget your batteries.
Don't forget the batteries, correct. That's right.
Thanks, Kevin.
Yep. Bye.
All right.
I think we have another caller on the line, Peter.
Peter.
Where's Peter calling from? Real fast.
Yep. Peter calling from Oldsmar.
Hey, Peter.
Hi, Peter.
Near Palm Harbor.
Peter from Palm Harbor, Florida.
Yes,
okay.
Peter from Palm Harbor. That's good. So, a disappointing ending for the Buccaneers. They fell to the Packers, 14-12.
Oh, yeah.
But, it was kind of interesting because you got these two veteran quarterbacks. You got Brady and Aaron Rodgers.
Well, we're going to break.
We're going to break. Thanks for calling in. Sorry we didn't get you on the line talking more about the Hurricanes, but maybe you'll call back later. You listen to the Blind Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We're going to break.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Spectrum has great news for blind and beyond listeners. You can now catch all the news and stay informed with the Spectrum News app. Born accessible, the Spectrum News app has built-in compatibility with Apple and Android accessibility features. When you download the Spectrum News app, you can stay in the know with live news, access Spectrum's portfolio of news networks wherever you are. The live news gives you timely information and breaking news. Read local news articles with coverage from our Spectrum News journalists and local partner publications. And get weather forecasts from our meteorologists, including hourly forecasts and updates so you can plan your day. Best of all, you can even customize your experience by browsing and following topics you're interested in, including local politics, education, traffic, health, and more. Download the Spectrum News app today. Not a Spectrum customer? Download the app and enjoy free access on us for 30 days. The Spectrum News app with built-in accessibility is your community connection, providing stories and information that matter to you and your community. Download it today.